Parenting the Preteen, How to Mold Your Child During the Most Crucial Stage. Chapter 1. Why the Preteen? Some of you may be wondering, why the preteen? Why the focus on this intervening phase between being a child and being a teenager? What is so special about this stage, anyway? Well, that's a sensible question to ask. Actually, this stage is not only special, it is in fact crucial for both the preteen and the parent. What goes on in these years will eventually shape the kind of relationship that will exist between them well into adulthood. The preteen phase differentiates itself from early childhood as the child begins to adopt a slightly more mature perspective on things. The child goes through a myriad of changes in the way they look, in the way they think, in the way they see themselves and others. Everything in the mind of a preteen is in constant motion. Think of a bowl of liquid jello with different kinds of fruits being introduced into the mix. This is your preteen in a flux, quite confused by all the new developments she's encountering. As you continue to stir within the bowl, your preteen explores, experiments, asks questions, and tries to deal with the new elements as best she can. In a few more moments, the liquid jello begins to thicken, and it becomes a bit heavier to stir. At this point, your child may have taken on some ideas and gained a few answers. She's probably chosen some friends, too. She's not sure yet, but she'll try them on for size. Oh, there's still room to stir in a few adjustments for the jello. This is akin to fine-tuning the character of your child after all the trial and error. The contents of the bowl are less liquid now and more solid. Your preteen has probably found a comfortable way of doing things and is beginning to feel settled. 1 minute later, the jello is set, all fruits are in place, and your child will be a teenager. As her parent, wouldn't you want as much quality stirring time as you can have? Who is the preteen? The preteen is generally considered to be a child of the ages 10, 11, and 12 years old. In cultures where mass media is more pervading and modernization more influential over the minds of youth, the age of 9 is considered preteen as well. Since a small percentage of girls begin to menstruate at the age of 9, we too shall officially define the preteen ages as 9 to 12 years old for the purposes of this report. Along with a numerical age group, the definition of a preteen is really a mental age that manifests itself in certain outward signs. Dressing up is a simple example with many implications. Preteens shed their idea of fashion as role-playing to emulate superheroes, princesses, and other idolized characters. They now discover their personal clothing style as an extension of their personalities and as identification of being cool. However, they usually find their fashion expression stunted by the dictates of norms. Girls especially find themselves expected to wear clothing they find too kiddy for their double-digit age. They may be frowned upon if they wear the more radical fashion that teenagers go by. Fortunately today, there are a few merchants who cater specifically to preteens, sensing the need for articles of clothing that are not only suitable for this age group, but fashionably appealing to it as well. At a family gathering or social function, you may find preteens at an awkward place. They're definitely not going to join the smaller kids in the games. Yet, they don't feel comfortable sitting with the adults, nor do they have the confidence or interest that older teens have in joining more mature conversations. It seems that the preteen's saving grace in these situations is to find and stick with other preteens like themselves, preferably other kids of the same sex. Apparently, the comfort and confidence levels between preteen boys and girls together in public are not as solid as they were just a few years ago, or as they will be again a year or two from now. Ironically, it's because there's a new and unfamiliar attraction between genders that these kids are still struggling to understand. Simply put, by seventh grader Nicole, 11 years old, I wouldn't want people to think that I like him or anything. Who is the preteen parent? Jean, 38, is a mother of two boys. Joshua, her eldest, is 9. The youngest is Nigel, 7. The two boys have always been best companions, except when in competition for their mother's attention. The boys would literally shove each other out of the way just trying to be the one next to Mom. Imagine Jean's surprise when she invited both boys to walk with her to the grocery, and while Nigel immediately ran to her side, Joshua told Jean that he didn't feel like it. Well, feel like it or not, Jean knows that Joshua is too young to be left at home by himself, so he didn't really have a choice. After she told Josh that he had to come anyway, he threw back his head and rolled his eyeballs, then reluctantly followed her to the door with heavy footsteps. Jean was shocked. If you are a preteen parent, you too may often find yourself surprised and flustered, sometimes even mildly shocked, if the preteen happens to be your eldest. While your child goes on unaware of how his behavior is gradually changing, you seem to notice nothing but the changes. This is why it is important to be prepared for this stage. There is a lot going on in your preteen child, and as the parent, it's your responsibility to understand this new context. Through understanding, you'll find that you too will need to undergo some changes in your parenting as well. As we go on, we'll discuss how these changes are not meant to compromise your parental authority, nor alter any of the values you wish to impart. Rather, these adjustments are meant for you to effectively continue your role as a constant guiding force behind your child, while allowing an improved and much more enjoyable relationship with your preteen. So, why the preteen? Remember the old adage that says, as parents, there comes a point when you will have to let your children go, trusting only that what you've ingrained in them through the earlier years has prepared them sufficiently to go on their own through whatever lies ahead? Well, since all parents were once teenagers, you can look back and agree that by the teen years it is hoped that the parents have let go. It's during the childhood years, up to age 7 and 8, when you ingrain the rules and impart the values. The preteen years now become your crucial testing ground. Without needing to be told, your children will explore their independence and enforce their individuality. Nevertheless, preteens still seek the safety and familiar comfort of a parent, though maybe not in the totally dependent context that younger children do. As a prepared preteen parent, this is the time to examine their behavior for corrections or adjustments and offer guidance to align their decision-making. In essence, for both the child and the parent, the preteen years become the preparation for letting go. This is why the preteen stage is so vital. Once the kids hit their teens, parents can only step back and watch as their children engage the world. Having said that, it is important to stress at this point that the preteen years must be regarded as a stage in itself, not just a transitory springboard that will pass soon enough. Often called a tween, being a preteen is more than just about being in between two major age groups. While this stage may be shorter than childhood proper, or the total number of teen years, it is just as essential in total formation of the person that is your child.